Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
The question is, are the Patriots better off without Tom Brady? And the answer is, hell no.
Yeah. Guys aren't on all hitting on all cylinders. Like, Tom's gonna let you know about it.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady.
I'm not going anywhere.
And it's been a blast.
Dale Arnold.
Nothing good ever happens going out of the house. You know that. There's just trouble out there. It's not a good place to be.
Rich Keith.
Unbelievable. Well done. Great hair. Fantastic stunt. I've never seen anything like it.
Dale and Keith with Jermaine Wiggins.
I'm going to break out the jerseys. Show them how to do it.
Ricky Snails Jones.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
You can't see me because I'm working from home, but just so you guys are aware, as we sit here right now, I am bowing down to Jermaine Wiggins. Much respect.
Oh, there you go.
For the Joe Sakic Quebec Nordique jersey that he was rocking
today.
That
is a beautiful sweater, Wiggy.
Oh,
very well done.
I actually would have liked the white one with the fleur-de-lis on the shoulder. Would have been, but this one, much respect.
I had to figure out Jersey Day because, you know, you guys do Jersey Day every Friday, so I don't get to jump in on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big fan of people rocking a jersey. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me go to my little jersey chest and see what I can pull out.
Quebec Nordiques.
I got a bunch. So
I know.
See what happens when I rock next week.
I'm looking forward to it.
I got some good NBA basketball ones you'll like.
Good.
Because yesterday afternoon, after we got off the air, and I was thinking about Jersey Day, which is Friday on the Dale and Keith Show, and I already told you guys, I have a very limited number of these things, so I can only do this for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then I might be done. But I was trying to figure out what I would wear this Friday, and I've got one all picked out. It'll be a little off the beaten path for you, but when you see it, you'll know why. But I was thinking, heck, Wiggy must have dozens to choose from. Keith must have dozens to go with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
the variety.
I said, I'm going to come out strong. I want my portfolio to be strong.
Yeah, no, it looks good.
Strong.
You're the leader in the clubhouse.
Okay.
I'll give you that
one.
That's very sharp.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It beats Shime's Sean Merriman jersey. Just barely, Shime.
Just barely.
Sean
Merriman.
You know what? I will concede to a jersey like
your
that.
Your Sean Merriman replica. This is a authentic.
Authentic.
Oh, this is the
Joe Sakic.
I could tell on the video this was the real deal.
He was shopping at Mitchell and Ness for this one.
This is Captain
Joe Sakic. I got to know, why did you get a Joe Sakic Quebec Nordiques jersey?
Well, you know what? I've always liked the Nordiques kind of like logo and, you know, Sakic. You think of some of the. I ultimately wanted, and I looked around, but it was hard to find, was the Ron Francis Whalers jersey.
Oh, that's a nice jersey, too.
So,
any Whalers jersey would get a big pop around here,
right?
Anyway.
Right.
A nice Ron Francis.
And just the classic, you know, the whole Nordiques was pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah. You know?
That's well done.
Well, well played, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Well played.
We'll see what I pull out next week.
I know. Who's to say?
Here's the other thing that I've decided as I look forward here is, April Fool's just doesn't have quite the same oomph today, does it?
I didn't even realize it was April 1st.
Let's be honest. When was the last time it had oomph? What was the best April Fool's prank you ever pulled, Dale?
Oh, I don't do it. I mean, it's not.
I'd walk around the office and I would just pants people. Right. And I'd say, hey, April Fool's. I would just walk around behind you, boom, right down the pants.
You're not going to believe
it. Get away with that one for a while.
You're not going to believe the call. I just got your mother died.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's there was this,
like, why'd they call you? I don't know. I don't know. I got the wires crossed. They called me. I have some terrible news. Sit down. I got some bad news.
There's this young guy who's part of a Korean pop group, and I guess it's very famous, and you know, lots of millions of followers and all that.
BTS.
I don't think it's that one. It's another one. But anyway, he tweeted out
them.
That he tested positive for coronavirus.
Uh-oh.
As an April Fool's joke. Okay. How to read the room, sir?
No, you got to do better than that.
I mean,
that's lazy too. It's lazy. Right. I don't like it. I don't like that one. Fruit. No, not great.
Yeah, probably don't. I would suggest that any coronavirus April Fool's joke is probably going to fall flat. Yeah, it is. It is going to fall flat.
This is the first year, I think, in the history of radio, and I've worked for just a few different stations, but you always would get the, in like in all caps, no April Fool's jokes. Right. Like, make sure. And this is the first year we'd even get one because the people are like, yeah, it's not happening. People don't know what day it is. Yeah, they don't even know what day of the week it is. Everybody's just living at home.
Honestly,
it could be a Monday. It could be March. It could be May. It doesn't even matter.
We'll wait for one of the influencers. They'll do an April Fool's
joke. Oh,
they'll
do a good one. Yeah. Yeah. We'll wait for Kendall Jenner to wow us with one.
Back in the day, once at sports radio, way back when, I think we all switched shifts. That was our wacky
classic.
Fun time. Oh, yeah.
Classic. they're not normally on at this time.
It was a knee slapper, wasn't it?
I got to check my watch. Yeah, that one, I don't know how that would go over.
My parents' wedding anniversary is actually April 1st. Needless to
say,
the wedding relationship
didn't
work out.
Are you the April Fool's joke?
No, he's
more or less.
They got divorced.
They ended up getting divorced.
That's the end of that story.
Is that how they walked in? And that's
you're really bringing us down, Sean.
That's how his April Fool's was every year.
I thought it was apropos.
In, hey, Chris, I'm leaving your mother. I'm leaving her. I met this waitress. Her name is Sunshine.
He's like,
I'm never coming home again.
Is this April Fool's or is this real?
Now, like, one time my mom did leave me in Stop and Shop as an April Fool's joke. I was like 12, and she just like let me. She just like left me there.
He knows how to get
home. And she just dipped, and she's gone.
You know, I gave him a map and a compass. He'll be home.
She came back like an hour later, and she's like, I finally found you.
I got you good, didn't I, Chris?
So who knows?
Like, I've been crying over here at the
he
front
was
desk.
Four at the time.
I'm pretty sure she just forgot about me and played it off like an April Fool's joke. But, you know.
He might have been like Shazam.
Oh, yeah, might have been.
Yeah. I left him at the amusement park.
My wife locked my son in the car one time.
That's a good April Fool's joke, especially in the summertime.
It was in the summertime. She was leaving
church.
She
crack a window at least?
No.
She was leaving church. She went out and put my son in the car seat, in the back seat.
Car seat?
And went to get in and had accidentally locked all the doors. I mean, he was like one or two at the time.
She was like, April Fool's. Even though I know it's August.
So
you should have seen your face. Right? It was so red and sweaty.
So the police had to come and get my son out of the car. And my wife was a complete and total wreck. Not an April Fool's joke, but she did accidentally lock him in the car one time.
Yikes.
These things can happen. I'm not as an April Fool's joke. So I was listening to the Greg Hill show this morning, as I do every morning.
Sure.
And they were talking about, and I saw it on the news real early this morning as well, the movement down on the Cape to close the bridges to anybody who doesn't have Massachusetts plates. Close the bridges, the bridges to the Cape to like New York and Connecticut license plates. And I heard a lot of discussion, people who were living on the Cape saying, yeah, close them down. We don't want to do this. And at the same time, early this morning, I was reading this article, Sun Valley, Idaho. Half of Idaho's 188 COVID-19 cases are in Blaine County, where Sun Valley is. Now, they only have a population of 22,000 people. And it's all people from California who are saying, I'm getting the hell out of here. And they're going to their vacation homes in Sun Valley, Idaho, and they've brought COVID-19. I can see where the people in the Cape are saying, you know what, keep those New York people out of here right now.
Well, that's why I never understood when some of the ideas to get the sports going again was, oh, find a place that's not really infected and just play there. You're like, well, then you're going to infect that place.
Well, somebody's going to come.
That's going to go.
But if you're paying taxes for a second home, it's like, you know, if I want to go to my second home, which
you should
is,
be allowed to go.
Yeah, which is there's a lot less people. If I live New York City, I mean, forget about it. You know, that's why you see them having 40% of the, you know, the cases. The place is just packed and packed on top of people. And if I'm like, you know what, I can get my family out of here and we can go shut it down for a month or two on our, you know, beach home in, on the Cape, so be it.
Right. So I guess they were saying that the Rhode Island State Police were stopping cars coming into Rhode Island. Anybody who had a New York plate, they were stopping them. And basically what they're trying to do is limit the number of people who are escaping New York State, but specifically New York City, and heading for Newport or wherever. And again, the whole idea of bringing it in. Now, the governor of New York said he'll sue Rhode Island.
Oh,
and
boy.
So you got all this stuff. It's like a escape from New York.
You can't do that because, you know, at least, I think there was a video I saw on social media. What it leads
TikTok?
To...
TikTok?
No, it wasn't TikTok. Oh. I'm done with all the TikTok videos.
You don't
videos.
Like TikTok?
I don't want to see...
TikTok is tremendous.
I do not want to see your non-rhythm family dancing to, like, you know, Little Uzi Vert or...
Day 18 of quarantine. Right. It's getting weird here.
But the dog videos are great.
Or dancing to like Drake. But the thing what it leads to is you now will have, you know, when I was growing up, what were they? Who are the people that used to walk around the city with the hats and the jackets?
Mimes.
No, not the mimes. And they wanted to be like they were your night watchman people. So now
vigilantes?
Now what you get in
the
is,
neighborhood watch?
Yeah, now what you get in is people now going up to people in cars and going, "Oh, you don't live here.
Yeah.
You got to leave." And that's going to lead
like that.
To that's
stay in your house.
Yeah, that's going to lead to a lot of issues. Somebody's definitely getting shot over
violence.
There.
Yep. You're going to be a lot of violence.
You got New York plates? Uh-uh.
No. Nope.
Leave.
See ya.
You see the six shooter on the hip here?
Maybe we should just put a wall up for every state. State borders and wall them up.
I'm thinking just wall off New York.
That's true. Put a dome over New York.
Dome over New York. Yeah. Wall it off.
Yep.
What You're was there. It? Escape from there. New York? Was that the movie?
That was a
well,
movie.
Well, that was, and then it was Escape from L.A.
Escape from Alcatraz.
That Kurt Russell did. He did
Escape Room.
He did Escape another... from New York, and then he had Escape from L.A.
Escape
Wasn't
Plan.
He Snake Plissken?
Yes.
One of the movie. Great names ever.
Pretty solid. So
that would be a nice little remake movie now.
Yeah, they might. They might.
I could see that.
Is somebody writing a coronavirus movie right now?
Oh, there's already. Oh, God, there's been a ton of them already out.
Yes.
There's one
isn't
from
that
like
just Contagion
already
no,
out.
No, there isn't. Yes, any coronavirus out. Movies
they can't,
out yet.
There was film them.
A fan film.
No. There was a movie.
It's from, on TikTok.
Okay, you know, my wife sent this to me. It was a movie from 2018.
Well, I know, but it's not coronavirus. Is
it? They talked about the coronavirus in it.
What movie is this?
I'm going to tell you the name of it.
All right.
Give me 30 seconds, buddy.
Well, I'll watch it when I get home.
A movie or a documentary?
Nope, it was a movie. I got it right here. The name of the movie is, hold on. It was a movie made out in Asia. It was a Chinese movie. The name of it is My Secret Terrorist.
My Secret Terrorist.
T-E-R-R-I-U-S.
Okay.
And they talk about how.
It's a rom-com.
Yeah, no. They talk about in the movie.
No, it's a rom. I'm looking at it right
here.
Are
you really looking at it?
It's a South Korean television series.
A secret service agent who detaches himself from the world after a failed operation tried to unravel the mystery behind a neighbor's death.
Right, and they talk about in the movie, in this TV series, they talk about how the coronavirus was a man-made in a laboratory and how they were using it as a bio weapon. Yeah, 2018. She sent it to me, and I was like, "What?
Are you gonna watch it or no?" Because there's subtitles.
No subtitles.
Yeah, oh, subtitles. Right.
But I was reading it. They had talked about the. And they said the coronavirus. And
so maybe we should talk to the writer of this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's not the coronavirus.
It's the writer.
In the show, they used a coronavirus.
Which, by the way, there have been a number of coronaviruses.
Well, I mean, have there?
Yes.
I've never heard of coronavirus.
No, because this is different. It is a novel coronavirus.
This might have been COVID-6.
I don't
know what this one's about.
By the way, COVID-19 is only because of the year.
Yeah, but listen, before January 22nd, did you even know what ever heard coronavirus or COVID? No.
Nope.
No. So if they were talking about it two years ago, whatever it was, I'm just saying, and they said it was man-made.
Yeah, they're on to something.
They're on to something.
They're on to something.
They're on to something with that television show.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It Conspiracy. Won Drama of the Year at the NBC Drama Awards.
Yep.
So, pretty good.
All right.
Obviously pretty
See?
Good.
You didn't trust me.
So you're not buying the idea of closing the bridges to the Cape or closing the border from Connecticut into Rhode Island? You don't think
that's if I pay taxes there, I should be able to go. That's
my
home.
Go.
If I don't pay taxes there, then, you know, maybe you can argue that, but can. But where you gonna stay? Aren't the hotels shut down? It's not like you can stay anywhere unless you got a second home.
You gotta have a place, I would think.
So if I'm paying someone my second home, I have the right to go there.
You got a point. I don't even are hotels even open right now?
I'm not sure.
Like I read the other day that the Encore is closed and that they were very graciously, you know, donating supplies, donating food to food banks and you know, masks and gloves and all that stuff because they're being good neighbors and they're donating the stuff. But they said, you know, they were closed and I couldn't even picture. I mean, I guess if you had to go somewhere, if you were going to visit a relative who was in the hospital or something, you might need a hotel. But
I bet they are still open because the flights ain't canceled, so you could still travel, right? You could travel, like, you could fly from here to, say, Florida if you wanted. Couldn't you? I think people are still flying, right?
So yeah. There are some flights, but I don't think there are many. Would you get on a plane right now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I got nowhere to go.
Yeah, so I got nowhere to go.
I guess if you had to go because of a relative or something, obviously.
Yeah, I would.
Something like that, I guess I would.
But otherwise, you know, you want to go to your Florida summer home, Wiggy. Are you getting on a plane to go there
I probably wouldn't get on a plane right now, but if it was to go see somebody, I would.
Right.
I mean.
But if you could drive there, like, you should still be allowed to drive there. Like, if you had to go, see a family member and... like Washington, D.C., you should be able to drive there.
Like Zdeno Chara and his family went to their second home. They have a home in Sarasota, Florida. Once the NHL said, okay, everybody can go to their homes now. They don't have to stay around in the cities that they play in. But he, on this conference call with the NHL the other day, said he and his family drove there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wouldn't get on a plane to go there. I wouldn't get on a plane right now. I mean, short of, hey, you've got to be there today. You got to go. I would not be on an airplane right now.
See, I wouldn't, but the thing that
it
was...
It certainly wouldn't be full, though.
No.
You know? It would be pretty empty, is
the
my
thing
guess.
That was interesting is we talked about this on the Greg Hill Show. I want to say it was yesterday. We talked with Dr. Boney, and I had asked the question about how many people, you know, because if there's only a certain number of people getting tested, how many people could really have it, or what would be their best guess to figure it out? And I guess they do this in... You know, and these doctors, they come up with these really good data. And he said it was like 10 times of whatever the number is. So if there's like 57 cases in Massachusetts, it's like 57,000 people probably have already been affected, have, you know, had it or are going to have it. And I almost kind of put myself in the position where maybe I had it.
Right.
Yeah, or maybe. I have it.
You could have.
Definitely a possibility.
Yeah. So
because many, especially younger people like you, Wiggy, are asymptomatic. They're not, you know, they don't necessarily show that the symptoms that they have it. Like they said, Chris Cuomo has it now from CNN.
Yep.
And he's had to, you know, kind of isolate in his basement. His family is upstairs, but he's not going upstairs at all. But he said he has been sick. You know, he's been feeling some of the symptoms. Mm-hmm. Other people you read about, you know, they like Marcus Smart said he really wasn't sick at all. Right.
Right.
Right. He didn't have anything.
So, I mean, I would imagine, so think about that. How many people do you think, you know, when you look at it, if they are testing a lot of people, but there's probably a ton of people who don't get tested and maybe they had a little bit, because it doesn't hit everybody the same. That's the thing.
Not even close.
You know, you might only have some symptoms for 24 hours and be good to go.
Right. And then you're like, well, they wouldn't even probably test me if I'm not, you know.
Right. And then if you're at a house with somebody, then you're probably more than likely you're given
probably past it.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest thing when you think about a lot of this is how many people do you think probably are immune to it by now?
Yeah, that number is probably growing.
See, they're not even positive right now that if you had it and you no longer have it, if you're immune to it, they're not even sure of that yet. You know, like if you get the measles when you're a kid, you can't get the measles again when you're older. They don't know that that's the case with this. Because it hasn't been around long enough to even be able to tell at this point. So
what about the people that say you can't get it twice? Then, or they're like, it doesn't look like
they
you
don't
can
get know it. That. They don't know that.
They're all the see. That's one place where the doctors seem to be kind of all over the map.
Yeah, they're like
one guy was like, "Well, you're probably not going to get it again, but like maybe you could get it next year if it comes back, or if it comes back in the fall, maybe you'd get it, but you wouldn't get it again soon." Like they're kind of guessing.
I'm kind of out on Corona.
You're out on it?
Yeah, just let me know when I'm free to move
Wake
around.
Wake me up when we go back to normal.
Kind of thing? That's where I am. I'm not watching it.
The daily briefings are.
Yeah, I'm not watching any of that stuff.
Everybody is. I mean, as.
Well, not everybody, Dale. Not everybody.
I'm just saying the president says the ratings are better than The Bachelor.
Well, I believe a lot of people are watching.
Everybody's at home.
That's what's important.
Ask
him
about the Tiger King
ratings.
Ask him about the Tiger King ratings. Right. That's because nobody can go anywhere. TV is the only live thing on television.
And think about those press briefings, right? Have you really learned anything new?
No, Trump keeps going back to the how he closed China down and how pat himself on the back for that.
And a lot of people thought this was only the flu, but I knew. Please.
And then he talks about the ships a lot. Yeah. A lot of ship talk is what I've kind of gathered.
But you haven't learned anything new on the coronavirus.
No.
You brought up the ships. Can I ask a quick question about the cruise industry for just a moment?
Oh, sure. They want their money.
So here's the deal. All of the cruise ships that you see are all registered outside the United States, registered in Panama or the Bahamas or wherever. They do this specifically to avoid U.S. tax laws and U.S. laws in general, regulations and tax laws. Why the hell are we bailing them out? They specifically try to avoid the U.S. tax codes and laws. Why are we bailing them out?
You like a nice little cruise? Maybe go down to the Poconos? Or not the Poconos, but Bermuda or somewhere down there?
Bahamas? I said you wouldn't get me on an airplane right now. You couldn't get me on a cruise ship at gunpoint.
What if it was the Grant cruise from a couple years ago?
No. By the way, there's a Petri dish, huh?
Oh, my God.
But it might not have been coronavirus then.
No, they had everything.
If you look at it, some of the places with the lowest amount of numbers are like places in the Caribbean, Jamaica, the British Virgin Islands, Trinidad and Tobago. When you look at their numbers, their total cases compared to, so if you want to go anywhere, you know.
Or is that a matter of whether they've all been tested or not?
Well, here's the British Virgin Islands, right?
Okay.
Total number of cases. And this is on Worldometer, which I think is a great.
I know you mentioned them a lot. I don't know if they're in your pockets or what. But.
He's got that one bookmarked.
Three total cases.
Three?
Three.
Oh,
right?
Easy. Just fire them into the ocean.
Turks and Caicos, six total cases.
Jeez.
They've
also tested six people.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, but...
that's the thing here. All these places you're talking about, they're not testing anybody.
Right. If I go off of Dr. Boney's things, then I times that by 10. So
well, I have
30 cases.
Like, all the numbers, like it's just like sports where you can kind of manipulate the numbers to say whatever you want.
Bahamas, 15.
Right. Hey, nobody's got it. Like, well, nobody's been tested. I said nobody's got it. You're like, all right, fine. Like, whatever.
You win.
Yep, got it.
All right, it is Tom Brady week. We will continue at 12:30 today with one of Wiggy's former teammates and a favorite in these parts, one of the best players in the history of this organization. Ty Law will join us at 12:30 today and give his thoughts and reminiscences about playing with Tom and against Tom Brady. He actually has intercepted Tom Brady in a game. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to him a little bit later on. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Is the NFL tone deaf, even more than normal? I would suggest this, Roger Goodell. If you've lost Adam Schefter, you've lost the world. We'll get into that in just a couple of minutes as well. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
I said the lights get too bright, the booty holes get too tight.
On WEEI.
That's what it is.
So yesterday, the executive vice president of the National Football League, Jeff Pasch, said that the league expects a full 16-game season. They fully expect to start the season on time. They said that the schedule will be announced somewhere in the vicinity of May 9th, which seems later than normal to me, but he claimed that it's, you know, about the same time that it normally is. And I'm not saying it's almost like when the president said he wanted to open everything up by Easter. And then they said, well, that was more aspirational. You know, maybe what Jeff Pasch is saying is aspirational, but it might be a little tone deaf too, isn't it? With what's going on right now, even if you think that, are you smart to say it as definitively as he did?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it because I think it is still pretty far off. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the one sport that has, they do have time. And even though this is getting sort of pushed further and further, and a lot of the different states are doing their lockdowns a little bit further, for football to sort of be kind of hopeful that they're still going to play a full season, I have no problem with that.
So I'll tell you somebody who did have a problem with it, and it was Adam Schefter appearing on ESPN.
OTAs are not going to happen, Scott. Right. Allow me to break that to you right now, okay? You can put it on the ticker of the ESPN bottom line right now. They're not going to happen.
Sure.
And they'll be lucky if they get training camp off on time. I think there are people that are optimistic about that. Spoke to Dr. Tom Mayer, the medical director of the NFLPA this week. He thinks training camp is a realistic goal, and we all hope that it happens, frankly. We all want that back. We all want to see the days where we have that distraction of football. But OTAs, that's not happening. Yeah. The offseason program, that's not happening. The draft is happening only through the sheer force and determination and lack of foresight from Phil Franklin. I mean, they are determined to put this on while there is carnage in the streets.
So Adam Schefter is not having it.
So I don't really understand his point, though. So because, you know, there's carnage in the streets, as he said, we should all just sit at home and stare at the wall and not do anything? Like, that makes no sense. You can still hold the draft. You can be 6 feet apart from each other. You can hold it on FaceTime and telephones and all the technology that we have. You can still do the draft. It allows teams to put in place their roster in sort of the normal time, even with the idea that there probably won't be OTAs, but even more reason to get your guys a playbook as soon as possible and let them go through it. It's going to be a different kind of season, but it's one where every team is going to be on the same level ground. So I have zero problem with the league still doing their stuff.
No, and he talks about it because he had the medical advisor, the Dr. Tom Mayer, and he had on ESPN where he had him on his podcast, and they talked about that the NFL and the NFL Players Association, they have a board that they're kind of listening to, which is a bunch of these, you know, infectious disease doctors and everything, which allowed him to say he thinks that, hey, come training camp, everything will be a go. So if everything's a go come training camp, I mean, I think that's what we all thought anyways. The likelihood of OTAs, we all knew that wasn't happening.
OTAs are out, not the end of the world. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl 1 year without going to OTAs.
Right.
So
draft, you could still do that without having, you know, a lot of these teams are now, what they're doing is this virtual meeting stuff, this virtual coaching. So, you know, they could still do that. The players are, you know, trying to do their best to work out wherever they can. So if you could say, hey, we would normally start training camp, July, the end of July? We'll start at the beginning of July to get you a couple extra weeks?
Yeah.
So be it.
So I understand it, basically the only reason the draft is taking place later this month is because Roger Goodell has insisted upon it. There are NFL executives who privately and quietly are not happy about it. Owners who are not happy about it, but the commissioner actually put out a memo to teams and saying, you know, don't say anything publicly if you don't agree with what we're doing here. I'm paraphrasing the letter because, you know, he doesn't want anybody to offer any, you know, free speech, public dissension from his decision. Even NFL owners and GMs think holding the draft this month, April, is short-sighted and just frankly not very responsive to what's going on in the world.
So I disagree completely. I mean, and I don't know if every owner feels that way or every GM feels that way. I feel like it gives us, first of all, again, a much-needed distraction.
Right.
Gives us something to look forward to. It's 3 weeks from tomorrow. I can't wait for it. I am really looking forward to the draft this year, not just because the Patriots desperately need to get some good players, but just overall, it gives us something. We don't have hockey. We don't have basketball. We don't have baseball. So the NFL draft, I think, is huge. And also, it's not like we know that June 1st, everything's back to normal, so you can schedule the draft for June 2nd. Like, we have no idea when things are going to get back to normal.
No, but we know it's not going to be normal April 24th.
Okay, so we'll never have the draft then.
No, I'm just saying, you said
so what
we don't
would you
know
do?
It's going to be back to normal.
What would you do?
I would delay it.
Till when?
Well, I would say I would everything would be tentative based on conditions in the world. All of the social distancing and all of the things in most states that have now been extended until May 4th, where they've said, you know, we're not people. Mm-hmm. We don't want non-essential businesses being open. We don't want people leaving their houses. You know, we want people to continue to do what we're doing now. And all of those dates have been extended until May 4th. Why does the NFL have to hold the draft on April 24th?
I think what it does is, like you said, Rich, what it does, it gives you something to look forward to. And even with the director there, who's Tom Mayer, who says, you know, he's optimistic that this season will take place. What it does is says, okay, maybe, you know, I'm going to be optimistic, right? So if we have the draft, what's the difference? It's not like you need people to be around.
No, this is something you can do. Just like the offseason, Brady can sign with the Bucs.
Right.
You know, you can do all these different things.
You can do all those things. You can have all the coaches and wherever they are in their respected areas of what, you know, with the technology and figuring. The war room could just be a virtual war room the same way you have meetings on Zoom.
And I think all these GMs and scouts, they need to prepare for it, but they also need to know when the last day of their preparation is. So if you do what Dale says and you move it to May 4th.
That would be the earliest, but yes.
But that's my
point. Whatever the date is.
So you have to put a date on it. And right. So let's say you say May 4th, but then all these states again pop up and say, actually, you know what? How about June 4th? So then what, do you move the draft again?
You just keep pushing it back.
So if you keep moving the
draft,
why
not just have it
when it was scheduled?
You have it. Now all the teams are able to draft. Right. They're able to sign all their rookie free agents and figure out what they need to do. Because by them pushing it back, it doesn't do anything. They've already put themselves in the position where all these kids, it's not like they can work out or have their pro days. They're all going to be drafted.
That's not happening.
They're all going to be drafted based on what they've already done.
No, it's not that's going to change. I think the term that I've heard used often, and owners and GMs have used it, is tone deaf. When you've got, you know, people in ICUs across the country and the death toll rising by the day and people who are locked into their homes, not literally, but figuratively, that with everything that's going on, if you're acting like it's business as normal for the NFL, it's tone deaf.
It's really not,
because
I think people know. Right. People know in this situation that, hey, listen, whether it's damn Madonna or, you know, somebody else going on, Tom Hanks going on and say, hey, listen, I've been tested. There are people who got more money. They're celebrities. They're actors. And just that's the way the world works. So in the world of the NFL, they can continue to kind of have business as usual.
Right. And the hope is and one of the things that's great about the NFL draft is it is fans of every single team. Mm-hmm. It's a big event for them. So it's not like the Super Bowl or the playoffs where a lot of teams aren't involved. So everybody who is all dealing with this in a different way, maybe you're out of work, maybe you are, you know, you're stuck at home or whatever else it is. It's something to
take your
look
mind
forward
off
to.
It.
And then the idea is, well, these guys are getting drafted now, and hopefully they'll be playing in the fall, and things will be somewhat back to normal. So I don't see how it's tone deaf at all. Like, we understand.
I agree with people who say it's tone deaf.
So,
with what's
so Dale,
going
you
on,
think we should all just lay
on
in the fetal position at home and not do anything?
I didn't
basically
say that.
No,
what
no,
I
but
said
that's
is,
basically what you're
what
saying.
I said is that the NFL is not business as normal
Why
right
not?
Now.
Why not?
Because nothing is, Wiggy.
Oh, I'm
nothing
Keith.
Is business as normal.
I'm
How
I'm
hard
Keith.
Is it to figure
I'm,
out?
I'm Keith. We've been working together for a
yeah,
while.
But
I'm not Wiggy.
Think
I know you like to
no,
yell
I know,
Wiggy, but
Wiggy,
I'm Keith.
I'm talking. No, I
well,
know.
You're talking to me. I'm talking to you. I know we don't see each other because you're at home and laying in the fetal position, evidently, because that's what we should do. We shouldn't be on the air then, Dale, right?
Well, we can do it from where we are.
And
we
you can do the NFL draft from where you are, Dale. Pretty simple.
How do you think they're going to do it?
I don't know, teleconference, FaceTime, phone
who's
calls.
Who's going to make the announcement?
The guy, I don't care. Somebody.
Well, anybody.
Have
could
Roger
be.
Goodell
so,
do it.
So,
have
so
Rich Eisen do it.
It's basically going to be from Roger Goodell's living room, right?
Sure. Or he can go somewhere. He can keep 6 feet apart. There's a whole bunch of people here. You can have a whole bunch of people at the draft.
And I bet you know, who knows what's going on.
Like, let's just freak out for the next 6 months and not do anything that we normally do.
Nobody
let's get
said
no
6 months. That's you overreacting
Eight months,
to
10
my
months,
point.
12 months, 2 years,
well,
5 years.
Here,
I don't know what it is. You tell me what it is.
No, what I do know is that it's not 2 weeks.
It's tone deaf. Oh, it's so tone deaf. These guys are going, they're acting like they can have a draft. God forbid they have a draft.
Well, here's what I think,
Holy
right?
smokes.
The reason why you're able to do it is because of the technology. You have the ability ability for teams. Like I said, you'll see a lot of colleges. You'll see, you know, because my son's kind of in the recruiting element. So what they're now these teams are doing is they're doing virtual recruiting.
Right.
They're doing these virtual meetings. They're doing these virtual. So you could do it in that way where, hey, Bill could be sitting in his living room with Nick Caserio's sitting in his living room in front of a computer and this, that, and the other, and now everybody's piped in and they all got it, and there could be the commissioner could be in a specific place where they, hey, they send them the thing and he pops up right on his screen and he walks to a podium that he put together and says, hey, with the first overall pick, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow.
Oh, like 30 years ago, it would have been an absolute headache. Right. It would have been so difficult. It would have been phones, people getting busy signals. It would have been a mess. And then whoever, now you can do it.
Whoever's second, hey, guess what? You got, you know, we're giving you an extra 10 or 15 minutes. Right. You are now on the clock. You're figuring out. You know, you kind of have your virtual war room. And they all see the thing. The reason why I don't have to push, they don't have to push it back, because there's nothing they're doing in person that's going to benefit them on evaluating these players.
Right. And there were times where some of the top draft picks wouldn't even attend the draft. Right. There were guys, I remember the time Joe Thomas was out on his boat when he got drafted. Right. And they're like, so you're not going to get some of that. You're not going to get those little interviews after. But I don't really care about
the
interviews.
You know what you don't get? You don't get the guy hugging Goodell.
Right.
That's all you don't get.
Take that out.
That's goodness. Because those are sometimes a bit awkward, but aren't they?
It's a little weird.
But I would, I think the problem, and this is the problem with I think a lot of stuff that's going on during this time, is everybody feels like we have to be, everything's tone deaf, right? Mm-hmm. If you do something,
can't do anything.
It's like, oh, you're overlooking the people that might have passed away or the people that, no, I think life still has to go on for a lot of people. There are a lot of people losing their jobs, and we understand that.
Right.
But there are just, you know, there are some people like ourselves that are fortunate that we're in a position that we still have a job, right?
That gives you like a little bit of hope. And that is not a bad thing.
Maybe us being on the radio, what it does is that person who could be going through a difficult time turns us on, listens to us, and in a moment, whether it's rage, happiness, you know, entertain, they could go, all right, I kind of take me away from all the crap that I'm dealing with.
Right. Like so much is shut down, but not every single thing is shut down.
If we shut everything down, forget it. We might as well
everyone go crazy.
We might as well line up 6 feet apart and go to the Tobin Bridge.
The president and the governors are basically saying to shut everything down.
Well, that's a lot of the stuff that involves a lot of people together. Right. Like they're shutting down big events, and that it took a while for them to do that. They're shutting down restaurants. They're shutting down so many things. But again, if free agency can take place, if trades can still happen, the NFL draft can still happen.
My wife went to the grocery store yesterday, and she said that the line for Cappies was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Outside.
Oh,
so,
sure.
And I know
the liquor stores are slammed.
I understand. I think, and then I've said this before, I think 80% of the population is abiding to this social distancing, and they're doing their best.
Yeah.
But you can't shut everything down, because if you do, now you're really screwed.
Right. 617-779-7937. We'll give you the chance to weigh in. Ty Law will join us at 12:30 as we continue on with Tom Brady Week. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy Sports Radio, WEEI.
Jermaine Wiggins is in every Monday with Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. In professional wrestling, they are endeavoring to continue to provide entertainment for people, even though we all admit it looks a little bit weird in empty arenas and you know, doing what they have to do. WrestleMania is coming up this weekend. But interestingly enough, many of the superstars, quote-unquote, the participants, are uncomfortable doing it. But basically, you know, Vince says you got to show up, you got to kind of show up. I have a feeling that's what some of the GMs and owners are thinking. Okay, we're going to provide entertainment, I guess, for our fans. And the commissioner says we have to do it, but I don't know if I feel comfortable doing it.
So
but they're going to do it.
Is it bad optics by wrestling then? That for them to still have wrestling?
Well, that's what they're saying. There are wrestlers who are saying, really?
But so I don't equate
we're doing this now?
Only because wrestling is, I mean, it's basically sports as far as guys in such close contact with each other.
Right.
And now you're With the camera people, with all the wrestlers, the managers, I don't know how, like the locker room, I'm sure they're trying to keep their distance, but you're piling a lot of people together, and they already shut down sports so long ago, and yeah, you're taking the crowd out, but the NBA's not playing without a crowd, the NHL's not playing without a crowd. Like, to me, Having the sporting event go on, especially one, by the way, that relies on the crowd, mm-hmm. is even more bizarre. Whereas, again, I think the NFL draft, yeah, it's not ideal, but these are not ideal situations. So you can do it with the technology, whereas the wrestling, it's like still are in the ring, you know, grabbing guys.
But even with the wrestling, I think what it does, it takes people's mind off of its stuff. Just like you could say it's bad optics with the, you know, we're promoting the Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods.
Well, yeah, the golf
right?
thing.
Isn't that like you could promote that as being, but I think what it does for people, especially now that we're dealing with all this stuff, it gives them a way to maybe take their mind off of some stuff.
I sort of get Vince McMahon's point, where I'm sure he's thinking as a businessman, he's like, well, nothing else is going on.
Right.
So we're kind of the only game in town. But if all of the people working for you, not all, but if most of them are uncomfortable with it, and it kind of goes against what a lot of these different states are kind of promoting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not stay at home. That is not like, right. You know, essential would be going to the grocery store. Essential is, you know, going to the gas station or the wrestling.
Yeah, but
like,
Vince is probably, think about it. Vince is probably like, okay, the only people that are getting close are the wrestlers at that point in time. We probably only have a limited amount of people showing up. The cameras, now I would imagine the cameras, they're probably so far away from each other, right?
Yeah.
There's probably one guy close to the ring, and then, you know, when you see cameras, they're, you know, far apart from each other. So Vince is probably like, you know, we're doing our best to make sure we're limiting.
Yeah, it is weird, though. And
I'm just curious, though. Why do you think the commissioner put out a memo saying, don't complain about this now?
Well, because
don't
he knows,
say anything.
Yeah. Because he knows there's going to be those one or two people that go, hey.
Wiggy, I think it's more than one or two.
All right, so five or six people that go, it's bad optics.
You can keep putting numbers on it. The fact of the matter is there are people in the NFL who don't want to do this.
Right, but is it the majority or the minority?
Yeah, we don't know because they're
answer.
Not allowed to talk about
right,
it.
But I think
that's the one part that I completely disagree with Goodell on is I think it's still America, so you should be able to voice your displeasure. Now, if you go on this long rant about how, you know, you can't go cross that line and say, you know, Goodell's so stupid and he's greedy and blah, blah, blah. Like, if you start doing that, well, then that's a little bit different.
But
you should be able to say, yeah, this isn't ideal. We would prefer to do it the normal way. We can. We should delay it. But, like, whatever. They should be allowed to voice their opinion. Like,
right.
Mark Cuban would voice, if this was the NBA.
Right.
And they were holding, or you're going to be punished. It's like, come on.
But we say it every day, right? New times. You know, new problem, new times, new way of living, right? So this is the way we're going about things. So we're having to do things. Hey, you know what? I don't really agree with us having to have the draft and doing it, but I understand at this moment in time, we still got to do it because I think, Rich, you bring up a great point.
Thank you.
We don't know when this thing, so we could continue to keep pushing it back. And then, hey, they say, you know what? Hey, July 15th, we're good to go. Now, all of a sudden, we got to have a draft on, you know, July 18th or whatever it may be. Get the draft out of the way. You know you could do it because of the technology. You don't have to have a lot of people around. And that's what you do. And at least you can get one part of that out of the way, knowing that you're not going to have OTAs. And so these teams will be able to now prepare with the players that they have that they drafted.
All right, let's get to the calls with you guys. Noah's in Connecticut. Hey, Noah, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Hey, at least Goodell, he wants this draft so he can have one where he doesn't get booed.
No, That's true. That's a good point.
Yep,
that's
it'd be funny if his family members started booing him in his living room.
They should pipe it in just because. But all joking aside, I mean, they can accommodate all the government suggestions and still have the draft. You can have Goodell at a podium in front of a camera, nobody else around him. You don't need anybody there. As far as the war rooms, I don't know everybody who's in every war room, but I'm sure you can pare that down. And everyone, when they come in, just like when I go, I'm a courier, I go into hospitals every day. I got to answer a couple of questions, get my temperature taken, then, you know, wash my hands with the sanitizer, and then go in. You could even put a mask on everybody.
Right. Well, they probably, the war rooms, no, they'll just say, hey, we're going to do all virtual war rooms. So
you could do virtual, or you could even do like the huge, like some of those rooms are so big.
But it would
like
be.
Like conference table, you put five people on a table, they're all super far
apart.
Right,
but even to save that, you go, hey, Nick, you're going to be on a video.
Oh, yeah, you do
you know,
too.
Bill, you're going to be on it, and we're going to cut it down. We're only going to have maybe, you know, three of our head scouts in there.
Right.
Because that's all we really need. And
supposedly, Belichick has like the slimmest war room in the NFL anyway. He has basically no one there.
Right, so I mean, you don't really need much, you know.
And like Thursday, for example, at least as it stands right now, they have one pick.
Right.
So you need 30 guys to figure out what they can.
And I do like Adam Schefter's, General Azar doesn't give us a lot unless he gets text.
Right.
But I do like the fact where, you know, maybe the NFL can capitalize on it and say, hey, listen, we're going to give it to you a couple more than just Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
No, right now that's what they're doing.
Oh,
right
okay.
now it's still locked in.
Everything's the 23rd.
Yeah, first round. Okay. The second and third, and then the rest of it on Saturday. That's
because
plan.
You know what they're going to do for ESPN, the same way they're doing now with a lot of these shows.
A lot of the shows are still going.
Or the NFL Network, they'll have Mel Kiper wherever he is. They'll have Todd McShay, and they'll still do, like, hey, you know, breaking down the player that they drafted.
Right.
617-779-7937. Jim's on the cell phone. Hey, Jim.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Before I get to the main point, let me just express my annoyance real quickly. I'm getting sick and tired of Dale's virtue signaling. This, we can't do this, we can't do that, because I care so much more than you do, Wiggy. I care so much more than you do, Keith. I just care so much. Dale, just get off the high horse.
How about if I have an opinion like I assume you do, Jim? Do you have one or you just want a bitch?
We look for normalcy in difficult times. America's
and we look at things differently, don't we, Jim? Is that okay with you?
American up, big boy. It's time to get back to some normalcy. Get off your virtue
horse.
Oh,
okay. So we can't have an opinion that's different than yours, Jim.
Not when you're as wrong as you are.
You can't have one.
Right,
oh, well,
Dale.
You know what? We'll just go to Jim as the be-all and end-all of what we should all think from now on.
I like the way you're coming around to my way of thinking.
You're an idiot.
So on that point, now that you're on my page, Dale, there's this excellent app called Second Life. This would be an excellent forum to have a football draft in. Everyone could arrive virtually. And you could design a draft room to look exactly like a real draft room. People come into this online world and they live their second life out. You may have seen it on The Office at one point.
Dwight had a guy and Jim had a guy.
Is flying around in there.
Yep. I think
Dale, just get off the high horse.
I think the technology is really
bite
what
me,
kind of.
Wow. Be careful biting each other.
Yeah, I wouldn't now, Dale.
Yeah, you know, he might have the corona.
I wouldn't, yeah. But I think it allows you now to do so much stuff. Like, look at so many jobs that can still go on. Now, you're working at home, and you're used to going into the office, but
like my kids go to school every day.
All these kids now are taking classes.
And is it an inconvenience?
It's not perfect.
It's not perfect, but they still have the ability to do it. You go in there, I look at my kid's iPad, and it's the teacher and, 25 other kids. There's a good thing, because my kid plays a little basketball, but there's a good thing that they're doing one of the local AAU teams. Mass Rivals, is every night they have the kids virtually get in front of their computers or whatever it is, and they do dribbling drills.
You got to at this point.
And I think because of the technology, you have that ability to apply that to the draft, and you could still have that, and like the caller said, to have some type of normalcy in the time that we're living now.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Ty Law will join us at 12:30 today as Tom Brady Week continues. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.